And there are other conflicts in Brazil. In the country's rural heartland, ranchers and soybean producers are facing off with indigenous tribes over the rights to vast farms. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro recently visited the West Brazilian state of Mato Grosso do Sul, and she filed this report.
It was once the cattle farm of a former congressman, but now his stately house is a burned-out shell. Once the purview of one farmer's family, it's now being lived in by dozens of indigenous ones, and Indian activists say this is just the beginning. This bucolic spot called Burichi Farm is now the unlikely epicenter of tensions that are erupting the length and breadth of rural Brazil as the indigenous tribes of this vast country seek the land rights they say have historically been denied them. 46-year-old teacher Alberto is a member of the Terena Indian tribe, who lay claim to around 17,000 hectares in this area. Their reservation now is only 2,000 hectares, too small, he says, for their community. It's a fight that in this farm alone has already cost one of the tribesmen his life this month when he was shot by police who were trying to evict them. Other indigenous groups have moved to block large infrastructure projects like the Belo Monte Dam.
A terra é nossa. De que praticamente a gente está só.
I'm in favor of progress, but not at the cost of our cultural history, our survival as a people. The name of our tribe is the Terena, because the earth is our mother.
Since the Portuguese conquest, Brazil's indigenous population have been subjected to slavery, genocide, murder, land theft, and discrimination. Brazil's most recent constitution, written in 1988, was meant to redress some of those ills, returning historic lands to the tribes. It's now 20 years later, though, and the process is still incomplete. And while the government has dithered, many native Brazilians have taken matters into their own hands, taking over land that is owned by large-scale farmers. It's a warm afternoon, and a group of men in cowboy hats and pressed jeans are handing out flyers by the roadside in the rural town of Sidrolandia, just near the ex-congressman's occupied farm. They are part of the local farmers association, and they're all white, the descendants of Europeans from Italy and Germany who were encouraged to come and settle here, in some cases generations ago. Osorio Luis Stralioto is the head of the ranchers' union. He says, "We have the titles to these lands. They are legally ours, given to us by the government," he says. The Indians say that this is their ancestral land. He says, well, all the land of Brazil is theirs, actually. Should we give them São Paulo and Copacabana too, he asks. He tells us that much of Brazil's wealth comes from the soybeans, beef, and sugarcane that the farmers produce here. Brazil is an important global power because of us farmers, he says. We are one of the breadbaskets of the world. The farmers also point out that indigenous peoples are less than 1% of the population of Brazil, but they already have 12% of the land designated as theirs. Almost all of those areas, though, are in the uninhabited Amazon.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Okay.
We go to meet the ex-congressman who's had his farm recently taken over. Ricardo Basho greets us in the main cattle rancher's headquarters in the state.
A aldeia Buriti foi criada em 1928.
My farm was founded in 1928, he says, and it's been in my family since then. He tells us how the Terena Indians burned his house to the ground after taking over his farm. He claims he's under a death threat.
Aqui nós temos índios aculturados. Os nossos índios não andam mais de tanga.
He says, there's a big misconception. The Indians here are supposed to be given the land so that they can go back to being subsistence farmers, hunting and fishing like they did historically. But our Indians, he says, no longer walk around in a thong. They have telephones, internet, cell phones. The cultures have mixed, he says.
Aqui, a solução.
There are only two choices. Either you throw out the farmers or you throw out the Indians. The Indians can do something else. Tourists could come and pay to see them dance or exhibit their culture.
Basílio Jorge. Basílio Jorge, sou cacique da aldeia Lagoinha.
Back in the countryside, we go to another farm that has been taken over by the Indians. Wearing a headdress of blue and red macaw feathers, 63-year-old Basílio Jorge explains tearfully that for him the equation is very simple.
We Indians were always treated with discrimination. We are treated like animals. We had no space to live.
Where will we put our children, our grandchildren? We don't want them living on the streets. This is our land, he says. Brazil's government announced last night that it will buy one of the occupied ranches and give it to the Torena Indians in an effort to defuse the protests. The Indians say, though, they will continue their struggle. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News,